You're listening to SBS News.
As tensions continue to mount between Russia, Ukraine and Western nations, the latest blow has come from President Biden. He says a Russian invasion of the Ukraine is imminent and that he believes a false flag operation is being used to justify the invasion. He spoke with reporters outside the White House.
How high is the threat of a Russian invasion right now?
It's very high.
Why?
It's very high because they have not moved any of their troops out. They've moved more troops in, number one. Number two, we have reason to believe that they are engaged in a false flag operation. They have an excuse to go in. Every indication we have is they're prepared to go into Ukraine, attack Ukraine.
The comments were made just hours before U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed the UN Security Council. Mr. Blinken described to the council the range of false flag attacks that Washington believes Moscow might stage to justify an invasion.
Here's what the world can expect to see unfold. In fact, it's unfolding right now, today, as Russia takes steps down the path to war and reissued the threat of military action. First, Russia plans to manufacture a pretext for its attack. This could be a violent event that Russia will blame on Ukraine, or an outrageous accusation that Russia will level against the Ukrainian government. We don't know exactly the form it will take. It could be a fabricated so-called terrorist bombing inside Russia, the invented discovery of a mass grave, a staged drone strike against civilians, or a fake, even a real, attack using chemical weapons.
Mr. Blinken also slammed comments by the Kremlin that they are withdrawing troops.
The Russian government can announce today, with no qualification, equivocation, or deflection, that Russia will not invade Ukraine. State it clearly, state it plainly to the world, and then demonstrate it by sending your troops, your tanks, your planes back to their barracks and hangars, and sending your diplomats to the negotiating table. In the coming days, the world will remember that commitment or the refusal to make it.
Russia was quick to respond. The Kremlin's ambassador to the UN, Sergei Vershinin, denied accusations by the US and other NATO allies that troops had been deployed.
It's our sovereign right to think about our security, national security, and also to have our troops where we believe they are important for the defense, once more for the defense of the Russian Federation.
The diplomatic row between the two nations comes as a kindergarten in Ukraine's east was hit by shelling. Two teachers were wounded and power was cut to half of the town. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky tweeted that the kindergarten shelling was by pro-Russian forces and that it was a big provocation. But separatist authorities in the rebel-controlled region say the shelling was from Ukraine. Cecilia Eiley, SBS News.